Okay. Welcome to budget hearing, Thursday, June 11th, 2026. The Miller County School, we have a quorum assembled. The Miller County School District Board of Education will meet Thursday, June 11th, 2026, 6 p.m. in the district office, 285 East, 450 North, Delta, Utah, 84624, for the purpose of amending the final budget for the 25-26 school year, approving the tentative budget for the 26-27 school year, and reviewing the 26-27 certified tax rate. Corey, take it away. Right.
Okay, Randy, if you want to pull up the budget, we'll go over it. Maybe I'll just go over to the screen. It might be a little easier.
Yeah, just on my good.
Resolution.
Let me just pull up that proposed motion. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to be talking about is the final budget for 25-26. As you know, this time last year we did a tentative budget for 25-26, and then we're allowed towards the end of the year to do a final budget, which is good because when you're forecasting, you don't always know all the expenses that are going to come through. So what this sheet that's up there right now, it's just a summary of all the changes that happened between the tentative budget that we approved last year and the final budget that I'm recommending we approve this year. You can see in our instruction, we're adjusted upwards by close to $1 million. Then the other big change is operations and maintenance went down by about 800,000. If you scroll down, just a little.
Can you pull it? Will it let you do it? No.
No, it's not interactive.
Let me get over there.
Okay, so you can see for the total change for Fund 10, which is our main operating fund, is an increase of 432,604. This final budget does include a little bit of a buffer. Legally, you're not allowed to spend more than the budget that was approved by the board. So you have to build in a little bit of a buffer so that you don't accidentally spend more than what you said you were going to spend. If you scroll further down, we'll see Fund 21 just decreased that budget by about 70 grand. Our charter school, that one went down by 4,000. Debt service, we don't have any debt service, but put 5,000 in there just in case. Capital outlay, we've decreased by 7,400,000. And then our food service down by close to 40,000. And then minimal changes on FFA and nothing on the NSD fund. 76. So that's kind of the 10,000 foot view. So if you go back out of this, superintendent, and open up the, if you scroll down and then open up this final AFR.
This one?
Okay. Yes. All right, and if you want to scroll down to the bottom of the where it gives the summary. If you want, do you want me to run over there? You got it? Okay,
yeah.
If you want to scroll down a little bit more. So this is our revenue. Fund 10, like I mentioned, it's our main fund that most everything goes through, except for capital and a few other things. We'll just go to the summary so you can kind of see.
Right. Too far?
No, I think we'd be good. Keep going. All right, there we are. Scroll back up just a little bit. Okay, so you can see where we ended up last year, actual 2025. We had total revenues of 43, almost 44 million, and total expenses of 43.5 million. Our original budget is right in this next column. We were forecasting roughly 46.3 million and expenses of 46.8.
mostly, that's, we generally have the, sometimes the expenses are a little bit higher than the revenue, mainly, not because we're gonna actually spend that, but because we need to have a little bit of a buffer in there just in case. This final budget is what we're going to be approving. One of the first items we're approving, so the revenues we're expecting are actually 48,166. And our total expenditures that we are estimating for is 47.2 million, which would leave us about $1 million of excess revenue over expenses. Added to our current fund balance of 6.6 million, that would leave us with 7.5 million in our fund balance. I expect it to be more than that, but that's our budgeted amount. So then the original budget for next year is in this next column.
The very last one?
Yeah, the last column. And that one, like I said, it's kind of a, essentially what I do is I start from our final budget for 2026, put in our estimated pay increase for our employees. For Fund 10, 85% of our money goes to salaries and benefits. So that's a big driver of the estimate going forward, of course. And we're estimating with that revenues to be, and revenues, those are forecast from property taxes, but then also from the legislative session. The Utah State Board of Education issues a forecast to the business administrators of what, after the legislative session, what we're expected to bring in from the state as far as their support amounts. And you can see we're estimating revenue expenditures of 47.1 with a potential excess expenditures over revenues of 1 million. As I've kind of alluded to before, that is generally because we have to kind of give a little bit more buffer in the expenses just to protect us as far as not, as far as the law goes. We're not allowed to spend more than the budget. So not that we plan on spending that, but we've got to have a buffer in there. So that's Fund 10. If you want to scroll, probably the other one of interest would be the capital outlay, if you want to scroll down a little bit. Adam, it's good to see you. And candidate for sheriff, we usually just have Esther here, so.
I can actually read that from here, which is amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so it'll be, keep scrolling down, 30, oh, hold on, 1 second. Scroll back up, I just want to see if this is 32. Okay, yeah, this is the, so if you want to go to the summary of this one, just scroll down. So capital outlay has been kind of screwy the last couple of years, mainly because of our lease revenue bond that we issued. That's why you'll see actual 2025, we have a deficiency of 25.6 million, but the reason for that is we were spending the previous year's bond money, so it shows as a negative coming out. That 2025 left us with a fund balance of 26.5 million. Our original budget for 2026 is right there. We were forecasting to have a decrease of 29.5 million. So we actually spent, we're going to end up spending more. Our total expenses are getting closer to 30 million, well, 29 million, 29.2 million. So our deficiency is actually going to be about 20.7 million. And then that'll be, that's probably a little bit high for what it's actually going to be. But after this year, after this fiscal year, we really only have about 1.5 million more to pay Hogan. And then beyond that, we have about $2 million left of the bond funds that we had, so that'll either go to bond payments to clear that out. We won't have to worry about that anymore. So, it's good to see that. Original budget for next year, our expenses were budgeting to expend about 6.5 million, and we're expecting close to 7 or 6.8 million in revenues. So, that's the two biggest funds that we have. If does anybody have any questions? I guess we'll go to public comment in a second. So let me keep, we'll move on to the certified tax rate. So that's going to be, scroll back up just a little bit, it'll be this budget resolution.
Right here.
Okay, so the certified tax rates I got just a couple days ago. You can see, so essentially we're not going to do a truth in taxation, so we're not going to raise the rate. The calculated certified tax rate, like I said, just I got a couple days ago, is listed right here for each of the different categories that we have. Probably the board approved levy and the voted levy are the ones that go more to our operating expense, and then our capital outlay levy is what we use to take care of our capital needs. So the rates are calculated by, I don't know if the county does the county prepare the rate, Adam, you know? The county does the rate, and we just take the calculated rate. They essentially back into it by determining how much your revenue is going to be, finding out what the total property valuation is, divide it, and that's your rate. You can see our property tax revenue that we're expecting. Like I said, we're not going through truth in taxation, so we won't be holding the truth in taxation hearing. We won't be raising the rates beyond what's calculated. So, okay.
All right. We'll open up to public comments. With that, do we have a motion to approve?
Click on that motion.
Let me get.
Okay.
Let me
can you get the see that right on the left side, Sarah and Ian, under motion F? That's what we need
the final
motion to say.
FY26.
I'll make a motion to approve the final fiscal year 26 budget, the tentative fiscal year 27 budget, and the proposed certified tax rates.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. And with that, we've reached the end of our agenda. Meeting adjourned.